Okay, so let's continue on Chav Tesam Alf. So we have Im Omar Hu, Omar Li. Right? So that's the Mishnah. If he said, if the aide says that the nitba said, right? What? Sha'ani chayev lo, ish ploni, sha'ani chayev lo, that I owe him, or ish ploni omer li shu chayev lo, lo omer klum? Okay, ad she yomar b'fon neinu hode lo shu chayev lo mosayim zos. All right. So it doesn't count until the Edom say that he was moda to us that he owes this person such and such amount of money. Okay, good. Take the Gemara. Right, so the Gemara says this is a raya for Rav Yehudom Rav. That he says, Sarach Shayomar Atem Eda. You have to say the lova, right? Now, as the one who's incriminating himself has to say to the edim, "You are my witnesses." I'm sorry.
Oh, he doesn't have to say to them. Okay, he has to say that.
He has to say that. You are my witnesses. Okay. Or the malva says it in front of the lova, and he doesn't reject it. But basically, the one who's making himself chayev, in order to have a good hodah, has to specifically say that I want you to witness this.
So right? How exactly is the Mishnah a support for Yehuda?
Because in the other cases, they're just testifying to what they heard.
Okay. Yeah, but it just says Bifneinu Hodeh.
Right, but Hodeh, it's a good question, but Hodeh means, let's see Rashi's, Shehoyu Shneyem Bifneinu, Lehodos Niskaven Lios Lo Eden Bidovar. I mean, he's saying only on their part. They intend. What does Rashi say? Let's see. Bifoneinu. See Rashi Bifoneinu? That's they're making a diak in Bifoneinu.
Right, so it's Mashma that they're
making. Mashma She'asa Unu Eidim. You gotta read the Bach. Midalokatani shomanu shehodalo. Okay. So in other words, they're making a diuk in the lashon. What does it mean? Lo omar klom ad sheomar bifoneinu hodelo shehu chayev lo mosayim zuz. What does it mean? What's the lashon of bifoneinu hodelo? So Rashi says the implication is it could have said, like the Bach says, it could have said Shomanu Shehodelo. That's not enough. It's not sufficient if the Edom say, "We heard him say to him." Right. Right. We heard him say to him. That wouldn't be sufficient. They'd have to say bifoneinu, meaning to say we were standing there as Edom. And in front of us, it was like a formal thing. Before us as Edom. Because we were Edom there. We were Edom before we heard it, basically. And in our presence as Edom, he said this to him.
Right, presumably they wouldn't be Edom unless they were like appointed as Edom.
Exactly. So the implication is they have to be appointed. As opposed to If it were sufficient just for them to testify to what was said, then he would be able to say Shomanu. Shomanu Shehu Omar Lo Shechayev Lo Mosayim Zuz. Shomanu Shehodelo Shechayev Lo Mosayim Zuz. But they say no. Ad Sheyomer Bifoneinu Hodelo. Meaning to say he made sure we were in front of him before he was murdered.
Like Bifoneinu and Shomea are two totally
right.
Different things.
Shomanu just means we were eavesdropping. Yeah. Bifoneinu means we were standing there as part of, I want you here to do this in front of you, as opposed to saying, I heard him say this, but he didn't have kavanah for us to be there. Okay, so that's the raya to Rav. Yeah, so let's just understand something clearly here. Okay, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with a loan. That's the plain simple case. Dealing with a loan, but the evidence to the loan is not the loan itself. Normally, you'll have Adem standing there at the halva. Okay, we're not talking about Adem who see the transaction. There are no witnesses to the transaction itself. All we're talking about are Adem to his admittal, to his admittance, admittal? His admittal of the transaction. His admission. Thank you. His admission of the loan.
His admission to the theme
park. Yeah.
So he's saying like this: in order for there to be a good admission, he has to have a certain formality of the admission that it's in front of the Adam. Okay. Now, what about if Adam just saw a loan taking place? It'd be a different story. Right? That would be a different story.
And we're not going to worry about testifying about it later.
Right. You don't necessarily need... That's the... take a look at the rush. Just quickly over here. On Chafhei, I think it is. So he says, he says, Kosav Rashbam in the Haggah. Vizel Lashono, Ani Shmuel Omer, Hada Omer, Tzorach Lomer, Atem Edim, Ani Mili, Betavias Mamon, Kimohocha, Avodor Shiesh Bom Maiso, Gon Shekidesh Isha Bifnei Shnayim, Havi Mikudeshes, Afapi, Afogav, Lo Omer, Atem Edim. Dibidibura ba'alma yocholoma mashata anibach veloba maisa. Alright, I will come back to this. It gets into the mashata problem. Mashta. But in other words, basically, you don't need to, when there's edus on a maisa, you don't need people to say, you are my witnesses. Because the maisa occurred. And you just need a raya that the maisa occurred. But over here, it's the dibur. And the dibur has to be of a certain type in order for it to be binding. And right, admission is a specific kind of dibur.
If someone's about to kill someone, they're not going to say, oh, you guys are my agent. And,
right.
You
know. Right. Or kedushin. Kedushin, right? Even though we do that at a wedding, they establish witnesses. That's for a different reason. That's because they don't want other people to... They don't want people who are puzzled to have kavana to be meyed, because then the question if you combine the edus of a puzzle with a kasher, does that puzzle everybody's edus? But you don't need to establish an aid for kedushin. And quite frankly, I don't think you can stop someone from being an aid. It's just sort of like a reminder. Don't watch this in terms of as Adif. All right, maybe we'll take up that sugya a little later. It comes up a little later. So why do you need to be? Why do you need to say Atem Edai? The guy was Moder. Right? Why is it different than if witnesses see a Maisa Kedushin? Go ahead.
So Itmar Nami Amar Elchia Bar Abba Amar Yochanan. So Tanya Nami Hachi.
Right. Yeah, you're used to that language. It's confusing when you first see it. The guy says, you have my money in your hand. Basically, you say, you owe me money. You have my money in your hand. I lent you money. Give it back.
So, Omar Lo, Heen.
Okay. So now, where did this occur? It occurred in front of Adam. The Mishnah doesn't, the Braisha doesn't say that. But it means in front of Adam. The guy says, you have my $100 in your hand. And the other guy says, yes. Affirmative. Go ahead.
L'machar amar lo tanuoli, tanuhuli.
So tomorrow, the next day, he takes him to Beis Din and he says, give it to me.
Amar lo mishata ani.
Bach.
Bach.
I was just joking with you yesterday.
And he's Pater.
Pater. Rashi. Let's do it in the out of order. Mishatani Bach.
So Suchi Kayisi Bach. Bishvil Shahayisa Sho Alani Mashalohaya.
Yeah, Rashi is very specific. Now what? He says, I was joking with you. Because you were being silly with me. You were joking with me, so I was joking with you. You said to me something that wasn't true. So I answered you something that wasn't true. I thought it was all a big joke. Hey, give me that $100 you owe me. Sure. Funny Rashi, like he has to explain the guy's thinking. What does it mean he was joking with him? So why is he putter? V'afa pisha shamu edim esmol shahodalo hovo v'lo omar atem edai. So this is this Bryce was a raya again to Rav. That even if they heard it, right, he's not going to be chayav unless he says atem edai. So what is atem edai doing? It's removing, according to this Gemara, right? Atem edai is removing the ability to claim that it was a joke. It was just putting it into a serious framework. The guy just says something, stam. Can't tell. See, that's the problem. That's what the Haggav is saying. Things that the Chiyav comes through Dibur, so you have to know what type of a statement is it. Is it a serious statement? Is it a joke? So until he says, you are my witnesses to this statement, that doesn't define it as a serious statement. And then it turns out there's no admission. Right? Then it turns out there's no admission. Okay. Go ahead and gets even it goes even further.
So Ella afilu hachmin lo idim achurai geder.
Even if he secreted witnesses behind the fence.
V'amarlo manali biyacha. Amarlo hein.
So he says, so he hides witnesses, right? It's like a play or something, right? He hides witnesses behind the fence and he invites his friend over. Come here, I wanna ask you something over here by this fence. Oh, it does in a minute. And he says, you owe me money. And he says, yes. Go ahead. He says, hey, you want to admit that in front of two witnesses?
L'machar,
right. So he says, I don't want to admit it in front of witnesses because I'm afraid you're going to take me to din if I do that.
Pretty good answer. L'macha amar lo tanihu li amar lo mishata ani bach. So Potter.
And again, and the next day he takes him to Beis Din and he says, I had these witnesses who secretly were watching this whole thing, and you admitted that you owed me the money, and you even said you don't want to say it in front of Adam because you don't want to be on the hook, but secretly I had Adam there the whole time.
Oh boy.
Can
yeah,
still
was,
say
joking
still say it was a big joke. That's a good question. What if he would have said, okay, I'll go in front of Adam? But he never did.
But he was in front of those Adam. He was in front of those exact people.
Yeah, but he didn't point them as Adam before.
He didn't know.
But he didn't know.
Right, so that's a good question. Let's say he would say, there's one he says, I don't want to go in front of Adam because you'll take me to din. Maybe that's his way of saying this whole thing
but
is a joke.
The reason they said the specific names, let's say Yoni and...
The indication is, the Gemara seems to think that this is the best case. That when he says, no, maybe you'll take me to din, that is saying, that's a further indication that he's telling the truth. Not like you're saying.
So who's telling the truth?
That the nitba is really serious. It indicates that he was serious when he says, "Shema tachpeni ledin."
Serious as in he doesn't really owe this guy money?
No, serious as in I really do owe you money. Because even though he's saying everything that sounds like he really owes him the money, then it still doesn't count. What's the bigger chiddush of this case? I mean, it's not the fact that Edom are hiding. That's a lesser chiddush.
Right.
So the bigger chiddush is the second part of the statement. When he says, do you want to testify in front of Edom? And he doesn't say...
I'm joking.
Yeah, he says, what, are you crazy? He still speaks like it's true, but he just doesn't want to be chayav for what he's saying is true. Right? We still say the whole thing was a joke. Okay. But what if he would say yes? Still is an interesting question.
In front of the Edom?
What if he would say, yeah, let's go to the Edom? I mean, but then he could say it's a joke. That's also a joke.
Yeah, but if he's saying it with me...
Okay, go ahead.
So
there's an interesting machlokus in the Rishonim over here. Take a look at the Baal HaMor.
Where is this located in the back of the Baal?
It's on, what is it, Zion? Vav Amud Beis?
It's in...
Zion on this?
Zion on this, yeah.
So it's like this. Ad sheyomer bifaneinu hodelo. So the Baal HaMor says, "Midikom masni kula masnisim b'loshon yochid hu, b'loshon yochid hu omali ish ploni omali, v'hocha ketani b'loshon rabim bifonenu hodelo, v'lo omar ad sheyomer bifonai hodelo." Nearest leash im hoda biflifne eid echad levado shein hodos oklum. Afilu omar lo ata eidi. So he's making a very interesting diak from the Mishnah. So the Mishnah starts out in Lashon Yochid. Because it says, Hu im omar, if he says, Hu omar li, this guy said to me, that he's chayev. Or Ploni said to me that he's chayev. It's nothing. Until what? Until he says, Bifonenu hodelo. Each aid has to say that he admitted in front of us. So the Baal HaMor is making a diuk. He's saying, what does that show you? It shows you that nothing that any one aid says is good unless he says that the Baal Din, that the Nitba was Moda in front of two Adim. And appointed two Adim, two people that to be his Adim. Anything short of that is no good. Even if he said to one aid, you are my witness, and then he went to another guy. Well, let's leave the other guy out for a minute. Okay.
What's
that? Yeah, so what would the nafka mean to be over here if you only had one aid? Right? You still can't make someone chayev from one aid. But one aid would be chayev eshua midereisa. If you have one aid, you have chayev eshua midereisa.
What do you mean, what's that mean?
In other words, when you have one aid that testifies that you did something or that you owe somebody money, then you chayev eshua to say that you didn't, that you're not.
Aha. And if you admit that you did,
then you don't take the shua. Mm-hmm. Right? So, but he's saying to be moda in front of one aid has no effect at all.
What happens aside from...
So he says, she'ein hodaso klum afilu omar lo ato eidai. Adi velo mishtabeya apume e kofer behodaso velo machayev im hoda behodaso veomar mishata haisi demili de kedininu. Okay, so let's understand. Let's just get this fact straight. In other words, in the first halacha, in Hilchos Tohen V'Nitan, so the Rambam explains the shua midaraisa. So there are only three shuas midaraisa. Either by a moda b'miktas, right? Or a kofer bakol, but there's one aid. And then there's the shua of a shomer. So this would be a shua. So the Baal HaMor saying, even if you have one guy come, even if you were mowed in front of one aide, so it wouldn't even count as an aid echad.
It's like he did nothing?
It's like he did nothing. In other words, there's no aidus. As the Baal HaMor is saying, you need to say, what does it mean? Ad shayomar atem aidai. Means to say, there's no. Let's just get something clear. If I say to the front of two aidim, you are my witnesses, I owe so and so money, right? And then those two, and then the ba, and then he brings so and so, brings me the court, and he produces the witnesses, right? I can't say mishat ani bach. I can't say I was just joking, right? Because I said it in a serious way, and I appointed two aidim, okay? So the Baal HaMor is saying, unless you appoint two aidim, you can always say I was just joking. So let's say I just go to one aid. I said, Chaim, be my witness. Right? I owe Eliyahu $100. I want you to be my witness. It's just you and me. I say, I want you to be my witness.
Yeah.
And then Eliyahu brings me the beis din, and he brings Chaim along. Says, tell him what he said. I said, and now I, you know, either one of two things. I'll either deny it, okay, and then he's saying I won't be chayav ashua midaraisa. Why? Because he didn't witness anything. Because how do you make a definitive admission? Dafka in front of two Adim. Anything less than in front of two Adim is not a definitive admission. Or I could say, yes, I did say that to him, but I was joking. Even though I said to him, be my witness, since it was only one person that I said it to, I could still make the claim that I was joking. I'm only locked in, and it's only definitive edus if I say it to two people, be my witnesses. But as long as I only say it to one, I can always. It doesn't have the status of definitive edus on an admission. And even if I admit that it happened, I could still characterize it as a joke. Okay? Right, he says she'ein hodo so klum. It's nothing. That's not a hodo. Even if he says, "Be my witness," and he can't make me swear if I deny it, and he can't make me chayev even if I admit it, as long as I say I wasn't joking, I was serious. Demili dekedin inu. It's all nonsense. It's all nothing. Ad sheyomer l'shnayim atem edai. It doesn't count. It's nothing until you say the two people be my witnesses. So the Gemara equates two things. An admission has to be in front of two, and a kiyum shtar has to be in front of three. Kiyum shtar is a process. If you get a shtar, you want it to be validated right away by a beis din, so you don't have to worry in the future to find the edim again. You bring it to a beis din, and they sign off on it. And then it becomes like a certified copy.
Signs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So you need three. If you don't have three, you don't have a base, then you can't have a kiyum hashtar. So he says it's the same thing. Just like a kiyum shtar with less than three is nothing, so too hodoa v'pachos mishnayim eino klum. V'lo aminan ba kol mokom shebeis mechayavin oso mamon. We don't say over here. Normally we have that equation. That's what I was telling you in the halacha. Normally the equation is midoraisa. Anytime two people could force you to pay, one aid can force you to swear. Okay. So the Baal HaMor is saying that rule doesn't apply over here. We don't say if you said it in front of two aidim, they could make you pay. So therefore, if you said it in front of one aid, he can make you take a shrua. That's not true. That's not true in this case. Lefi she'ikar chiyuvo pivhu she'mechayvo behodoso. Right? Listen carefully. He says the essential chiyuv of this man to pay is his own mouth. Right? That he made himself chayav with a hodah. V'lo ha'edem. The edem are not really the essence over here. It's his admission that's the essence. I have to think about what he means by that. V'yav agav darminan l'komon. Hodah achar adam etstarfin. Alright, so he has a problem because the Gemara says later that if you admit to one person and then to another person, they can join together and to be one body of Edus, right? So Udomer le lekol chad v'chad ba'umana dudi le the odi le kamoch odi le kamei planya, that he says to each person, this same $100 I'm admitting to you, I also admit it to someone else, right? And that becomes good. Alma hodo kamei chad sada hodahi, that seems to imply that when he admitted it to one person, it was a good admission. And now he's just adding another one with the second admission, right? Shani Hasam to Sof Sof train Sahadi Ninu Umitstarfi Haviale Hodor Bifne Shnayim. Vinafkalon Midin Hashota. Ovo Be'ed Echod, Kileka Achrina de Mitstarf Hade, Ein Hodoso Hodor. So that's the difficulty that the Balamor runs into. That the Gemara over there seems to be a raya that you can have a hodah to one person, and this is like a logical problem that the Rishonim bothered with, and the Balamor is thinking that how do you add up two nothings to be a something? If you're going to say a hodah in front of one is not good, and then how do you add up two hodahs in front of one person to be mitzarif into a hodah in front of two people, right? But the Balamor works, so he says, no, that's different. We'll have to think about it. But basically he's saying you can have in mind to be moda in front of two people in a piecemeal way. But it still is a hodah in front of two.
Why can't he say I'm joking? It was one on one.
Right.
That's the question.
Why can't he say I'm joking one on one? But the Gemara says that he says to each one, or at least to the second one, he says what I'm admitting to you, I already admitted to someone else. So at least in the second one, it's like a he's aggregating. But anyway, but if he just had one aid, he holds nothing. Okay, that's the Balamor Shita. So the Ran quotes the Balamor, and he says he doesn't like it. He doesn't like it one bit. He doesn't like it one bit. And he disagrees halachically. He doesn't like his rayas, and he disagrees halachically. And he holds that he says it doesn't mean when the Mishnah says Ad she yomar bifaneinu, it doesn't mean that it's no good until it's in front of two. Ela lomar she'eino tzricha shlosha kediktani lo gabi kinyan bifnei shnayim. I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong one. There was a raya about the three. But anyway, it's like this. The lav dafka sheetzarach shnayim elafilu below edem mahani. The lo ivru sahadi el leshakri. That's his main issue. That's his main raya. That's his main svara. That he holds, you don't need to be moda in front of two. He says, in truth, even if you were moda in front of nobody, it would be good. Edim are only necessary to establish the fact. Edim are only necessary as a raya. But in truth, they don't create the event. In other words, right, and the Ramban also has this expression here. that he says in other words, because the Balamor's strongest raya is the Gemara that says that in Cheskas Abatim that you need a Hodah b'fnei Shnayim just like you need Kiyum Shtaros in front of three, right? So he says Dechi Hechi Dekiyum Shtaros Leisei Pachas Migimol Af Hodah Leka Pachas Mishnayim. So that was the Balamor's raya. He says Adarabba Idai Kinan Hochi Ipcha Mashma. The truth of the matter is the opposite that seems to be the truth. Deha hodah lav lekiyum shtaros asmechua b'gemara el lekinyan. Okay, here, listen to this carefully. He says, if you look at the sugya, the case of hodah is really connected with the case of kinyan, not really compared to the case of kiyum shtar. Okay, so we have two paradigms. Okay, you have a paradigm of kiyum hashtar, and you have a paradigm of kinyan. And the Ramban and the Baal HaMor seem to be arguing about which group, which case, Hodah follows. Okay, now what's the difference? So he says like this. V'hochi garsin in b'gemor ha'osam. Hodah b'fnei shnayim v'kinyin b'fnei shnayim. That Hodah is in front of two and kinyin is in front of two. Okay. He says, "V'yesh raya gemur perakazov misugya de matbeya nasa chalipin the kinyan sudar b'fnei aid echad kinyanu v'afilu below aid klal." Okay. He says, "But the truth of the matter is, a kinyan is a good kinyan even if it's in front of one aid, or even if it's in front of no aidim." Okay. So what does he mean? What is he talking about? What is he talking about? Let's take a look. For instance, just so you get a little bit of a basic idea of Kenyan. So he's like this. In the beginning of Hilchos Mechira. Good enough place to start. He's like this. Hamekach eino nikne b'dvarim. You can't sell something with words. Vafilu heidu aleim edim. Even if edim witness the dvarim. Ketzad bayaze ani mocha lecho. As I say in front of edim, this house is sold to you. Yayin ze ani mocha lecho. I'm selling you this wine. Eved ze ani mocha lecho. Posku domim. Vratzal okeach. So say, look, I want to sell you my car, and we decide on the price. In front of Adam, and I say, okay, it's yours. V'omar mocharti, v'omar le'edim. Hey, you aleinu Adam, shemochar zeh v'shalokach zeh. Right? So get Adam, and I say, I want you to witness this. I am selling him my car for $100. Deal. Right? Harei zeh eino klum. That doesn't count as nothing. Ukilu lo hayu b'neim, dvar me'olam, like nothing happened. So kinyan needs a maisa kinyan. Can't effectuate the transfer of something without a maisa. Dibur does nothing. But let's say we make a kinyan. Kone halokeach ve'ein tzrichim edim klal ve'ein echad mehem yochel lachzaro. Okay, but if there is a real kinyan, even though nobody witnesses it, it's a binding. Okay, so kinyan does not need edim. You understand? Kinyan does not need edim. As long as we admit that we did the kinyan, it's enforceable. Even if it's not, even if you don't admit, you're gazlan. But it occurred. It occurs without the kinyan. It occurs without the edim. So as opposed to Kiyum Shtar, for instance, Kiyum Shtar is Dafka that a Beis Din validated this document. Right? It's a legal that is a separate institution. Kinyan is one institution, that's just a private transaction. And you need the Das and you need the Maiso. But once it's done, the Kinyan is complete. And the change of Rishus is effective. And Kiyam Shtar is a separate thing that Dafka based in validated something. So the Ramban is saying that a Hodah is no different than a Kinyan. Hodah is no different than a Kinyan. And there's no need for the Hodah to be in front of two. In front of one is plenty. In front of nobody is plenty. But we're only going to have it in front of one. So as long as I say, you are my witness to one person, and I'm Moda, it's binding. But the Baal HaMor says, no. Hodah is like Kiyam HaShtar. And just like the Kiyam HaShtar has to be in front of a Beis Din, the Hodah must be in front of a Beis Din. If I say to one guy, you are my witness to my admission, it's nothing according to the Baal HaMor. Those are the facts of the Machlokas. We have to think it over. Let's work on it tomorrow, try to define it. And then at the end of the Ran, he has a third Shita. He quotes Rabbeinu David. And he tries to work out Rabbeinu David to work out with both the Baal HaMor and the Ramban. I want to say that they're both right in a certain case.